Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today's date is the 10th month, the 23rd day of the year 2022, and it's the 20th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice,
amen. Now, we do a few little announcements, and that's all we may do today. I don't know, because we've got a lot of announcements here. This is just talking about stuff that's been going on, because what I'm trying to do is catch up on, I'm going really good with Salvation Dogma book. That's one of my favorite books. Matter of fact, it was the first book I ever did in the monastery. And I believe, and that was printed by Tam Books and all that. And it was still, looking at it now, there's still so much more stuff I needed to do. That's like anything, your earlier works. You know, if you don't get better, then you're going backwards. Usually you go forward, you get better, you don't go backwards, you know. But anyway, when that book was printed out, I think the Diamond Head, the Diamondback Rattlesnake, what was his name? Fred? Oh, Michael, yeah. He thought everyone was going to start coming in when that book came out, and everybody was going to be, but guess what? That wasn't really the big book. That was, I call it Outside the Catholic Church is Now Salvation. But then, the big book's now coming, and then I did it, the Salvation Dogma book, and that was pretty good. But I still had stuff in there that was inadequate, not about the anti-Paul's Feeney and all that stuff. So there's a lot of good stuff in there, but it still wasn't good enough. And that was the Salvation Dogma. Now, I took that off a while ago, and I've been just waiting to put it back up again. This is the crowning achievement of the Salvation Dogma, and I called it the Salvation Dogma and Related Topics, so they don't confuse it with the Salvation Dogma, so the Salvation and Related Topics. And now I'm handling so much cleaner, so much better, so much more information, because you get clouded by the Feeneyites and their misrepresentation of idolizing that bum. And he was a bum. He caved in at the end. And his ridiculous, the way he defended baptism. He was right about baptism of water, but he defended it the wrong way. They lie about what the church fathers taught. And so there's a whole mess going on there. So now everything, and what I'm saying, this Salvation Dogma book is going to be another one of the biggies. Because it is really like the root of our church. It's the root of our faith. It's everything, as you guys can be reading on the stuff. That's why I'm posting the chapters up one at a time before I even put the book up, so they can read pieces of it. And you could be proud to be Catholic, and you can see how that dogma was upheld. And it refutes everything else when you try to start defending all these other religions and like they're doing today. So there's one thing I was thinking of, and I'll throw this out at you guys. Catch it. I'm going to throw it out. I'm trying to put every article I've done on the Salvation Dogma into one book, so you don't have to have 10 different articles. Like, for instance, I have St. Augustine on the Salvation Dogma and Formal Heretics. Very important book. Article. It's an article. That one's an article, I think, or it might be a book. I have another one called Baptized Non-Catholic Infants and Children. And I have another one on St. Augustine on Indelible Mark Brothers. Then I have another big book. You guys know this one. I just mentioned it, Damned Infants. And that book is 73 pages. Now, that book deals, that in a sense, it relates, because they were trying to get infants, if not saved in the beginning. The apostate Thomas Aquinas was saying that these infants that die with original sin, oh, they go to hell. They're not in heaven. They go to hell, but they're happy and united to God. Now, that's kind of weird, you know? Yeah. They're in hell with Satan as the coherent king of hell, but they're happy united to God. Now, that is wacko. Yeah. Okay, I go over that in the Damned Infants book. Other people came along and said, that's wacko, even the other heretics. Yeah. And they went, you're describing heaven, not hell. Because if you're happy united to God forever, that's heaven, not hell. Yeah. So what did they do? They put these infants in the lowest level of heaven. Right. And now they're saved. The rat man and they all do it. They're all the lowest level of heaven, and they're all saved, which is more logical than what Aquinas said. But you see the connection of how it went from, because they all wanted them to be happy, united to God. None of them wanted to say these infants are suffering in hell forever. And Augustine and all the church fathers said they are. That's why they call St. Augustine a baby torturer, because he said they're burning in hell and they're suffering. And they are. There's no happiness in hell. They suffer less than anybody who's guilty of mortal sin, but they're still suffering pain forever. Okay, so now I qualified on that book. Now, my point is, that's 73 pages. I'm debating whether I should put that in the Salvation Dogma book, and I'm adding 73 more. Now, the book is going to, if I add that, the whole book's going to be about 400 to 500 pages. And maybe I don't care, but I'm going to tell you what we're trying to do here. So now we already mentioned three articles on St. Augustine that are very important that are up there separately. Damned Infants, which I was thinking, should I put in there or not? But it sort of does relate, so I'm leaning 73 pages. I got my other Bad Books of Salvation, which are still posted up there when I started to deny the dog. That's about 60 pages on the Scholastics denying it. Then I got a couple other articles, and they're all up there separately. And then my idea is to get it all in one 400 or 500-page book and then take those articles off. I'll probably still keep up Fewer Saved in the course. I'll keep a couple of the chapters up there as separate articles, but like Damned Infants and all these really big books are going to now be in that one book, okay? Mm-hmm. And it all relates to the Salvation Dogma, and the reason I'm saying it is because I don't want people to have to say, for more information on Damned Infants, you got to buy this book, okay? Right. You got to have this article. You go, I bought this book, and he's telling me to buy five other books that relate to the one book.
Yeah.
And now, even though it's going to be a big book, and see, because I can always, I still think it's better to do it that way because you have everything. That's the way I like it.
Right.
I don't like to it's like watching a movie and saying, part four is not on here. You got to go and wait till it.
Well, there's a lot of stuff on there. Somebody might, if they don't know how to look around.
Yeah, exactly right.
They just see Salvation.
And it's all in a one book.
And then it is all
right. And you get the link right there.
Yeah.
And you don't have to oh, the one about St. Augustine, what's he talking about there?
Right.
Oh, it's not in this book, I have to order that one.
I think all one book.
Yeah, so do I.
If you have one book that's 500 pages, you have all the articles that are 500 pages
It's all there.
Yeah.
It's all there.
So you might as well put it in one.
And, yeah, see, because my thing is, now we're talking about, I got several big books that are very important, and it's all incorporated. We got the Hellenization of Christianity, Desecration of Catholic Places. We got the Great Apostasy. We have the Bible, which is something separate. But so you're talking about they can maybe just get four or five big books instead of, 50 other types of books and articles mixed together.
Well, just think if you're let's say if you're gonna sell a book or something like go to a publisher.
Yeah.
You'd have it in a volume, like volume one.
Yeah.
All Salvation.
Yeah. And imagine if you did do that.
Yeah.
And the guy bought that book.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him, well, you got to get this because it's not in here.
Yeah.
Damned Infants.
Yeah.
Or to find out about how they have Damned Infants saved now, you have to get this book.
Right.
And to find out what St. Augustine taught about and how they took him out of context on the Salvation Dogma of Formal Heretics, you got to get this article.
Yeah.
And they go, I just paid for this book, and now I got to go and get these other books.
Right.
But the only thing, a lot of this stuff is already done. I did it quite a while ago, not everything, but I'm glad I'm redoing it because there's certain things that I need to update. I'm referring to apostate anti-popes as popes, and I'm saying that only members of the church are Catholics. Now we know catechumens are Catholics too. Small stuff like that. But it's big, so it's all coming together. Like when I had the summary, and years ago when I mentioned the word Catholic, I meant members. Now I don't. Now I mean catechumens, pre-catechumens, and the faithful. I mean all of them. So that could be taken out of it. So all this is, it's all going good is all I'm saying. Yeah.
On your website list, topic list, you can still keep the topic, Damned Infants,
yes, very good, very good. You owe me $10. That's exactly what I was thinking of doing, like I did with the Hellenization book. And then I put a link on it, so when they click on it, it goes to the book.
Right.
And goes to
all those different topics that you might not even know is in the book.
That's right.
That's the other thing I was saying.
That's exactly right. If I do that, that's definitely what I'm going to do.
It's a lot of work, but it's not that important, but eventually, maybe having links on your topic index.
Yeah, you could. The other thing is, there's a few that I think I still like. And here's another thing. My thing is, I don't want to have the same thing I did in two places.
Yeah.
Rarely do I do that. In this case, I might, though. But I'll tell you the reason I didn't want to do that. Let's say I kept Damned Infants as a book, but I also put it in my Salvation book. Now, here's the problem with that. If I need to correct or revise something in Damned Infants, I revise it in the Salvation Dogma book, I got to revise it in the separate book. Or sometimes you make a mistake, you revise it in one book and you forgot to put it in the other book. Now I got to put it in two books.
Yeah.
If it's in one place, I revise it in one place.
Right.
No mistakes can be made where I got to make sure it matches the other book.
Right.
And I've always been trying to do that with all of my works.
Yeah.
But there's a few cases, and this is the next thing I'm going to be talking about, where I know that if there's any revisions, it's nothing like where it's just additions or embellishments. It's not like corrections. something like you guys just slipped or fewer saved. Okay, that's only about 8 pages. Now, that's going to be in the Salvation Dogma book, but I think I may say it's a separate article. Because a lot of people, they just want, now, this is, let's talk about that, okay? Now, let's say you want to find out, and I could, let's say I just keep it in the book, but I don't have it as a separate article.
Right.
So you click on it, you go to the book, and you go to page 128, yeah. Fewer saved. You can get it that way.
Yeah.
Or I could also have it in an article, and you only just got to look at that one article, it's only 8 pages. And then you don't have to read the whole book, because it can overwhelm them. But the point is this. You could also go to the book and just print out that fewer saved, yeah. which is like 8 pages, okay?
Yeah.
So somebody comes along and they say, I want to just get the fewer saved. I don't want to read the whole book. And basically, you don't need to read the whole book. You want to just read certain sections.
Yeah.
You could go to the book and you can just highlight those pages
right.
and print those pages out.
Nice.
Okay,
right, that's what we do with Hell's in a Station book.
Right, right.
Yeah. You got a lot of, you always want to be able to have, you got all the answers about, you know.
In the one book.
So
yeah.
they don't have,
and,
how will they know they're in some other article?
And the other point of what we were just saying before is, if they just want to print out the fewer saved because it's only 8 pages and they don't want to go to 100, they can still do it.
Yeah.
They just got to go to the book and
yeah.
print out those 8 pages.
Yeah.
And then that means I'm going to be taken off the fewer saved. The popes and others on the Salvation Dogma, that's going to be gone. It's all going to be in the book then.
Yeah.
And then they're going to just look at that link and say, go to the book, go to this thing. If you, like, laws enforcing the Salvation Dogma, you just want to read that.
Yeah.
Instead of having that up as a separate article and also in the book, it's only going to be in the book. And I'm more happier with that.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to what I'm saying. If I wanted to add something to the fewer saved because somebody came up with a really good quote, and I add it to the article but not the book, and the book and not the article,
yeah.
you got two things you got to add to and you got to update. It's
yeah.
more work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is more work.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm ironing these things out on how I'm going to work with that. And it's a real joy writing this book, too.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite books, other than the Holy Trinity. On the Most Holy Trinity is another of my favorite books. The Scholastic book was still a great work, but it was a pain. It was like, you know, put your head in the freezer, you know? All right.
Device.
Yeah. Device.
No, all I'm saying is if you wanted to print out pamphlets, you just print it out from the book.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You print it out.
Yeah.
But you can see my point. If you just read what I posted up on 8 pages, on the Salvation Dogma quotes,
man,
what a different way of speaking.
Yeah.
Conviction,
yeah.
strong, no bullshit with heretics and heresies.
Yeah.
They're strong. Let them be anathema. Get out of here. I don't even want to be near to God. I mean, and defending our
yeah.
faith, it makes you proud to be Catholic.
Yeah.
It makes you happy to be Catholic. That's what the Catholic Church is, you know, just
yeah.
by reading those articles.
Yeah. It's kind of self-explanatory, the Salvation Dogma. But it goes in depth. What I'm saying is, like, some books, you know, they have a summary on the back. Where, you know, if it's a big book, they have a little...
I have summaries.
Yeah. You know, yeah,
I have summaries at the end, the beginning of every
right.
book.
Yeah,
I do, but that's all within the book itself.
Yeah,
yeah. I do that right in the beginning.
Right.
If you notice, that's
yeah.
the very first thing I did.
Yeah.
And the summaries and the profession of faith.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I was talking to Andrea and Catherine the other day. We had a good conversation, and we brought up the. We were just talking about the. Oh,
summaries.
She was saying, though, I have to be reading all the stuff you're putting up?
Yeah.
Right. Because I'm putting a lot. It's still a lot of stuff. I said, you don't got to read it if you believe it. You want you want to read it to be enlightened or edified, fine. It does strengthen you. It is beautiful to read. But I said, if you believe basically that only members of the Catholic Church can be in the way of salvation, that's it.
Yeah.
Forget the 500-page book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody else who dies as not a member of the Catholic Church goes to hell and suffers.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm. Damned infant, 70 pages. You don't got to read it. You don't got to read it. I just believe it. And basically, that's the main motive why people came into the Catholic Church anyway. Why you?
Yeah.
Why you think it's just a social club where you can get some benefits and you can rise up in society a little higher?
Yeah.
But that's about it. What is the whole purpose of becoming Catholic? If not, you became Catholic because that's the only way you can go to heaven.
Yeah.
So if you believe basically those few points, which is one page in the profession of faith and the Salvation Dogma, you don't need to read all of this stuff. And your average person who's out there, like, doesn't know how to read, maybe, not 100% educated, but he's a hard worker, he's a smart, wise person, but and he says, I believe, Rich. I believe. Okay. you and other people, a lot of people may want to read it. So fine. So you read it. But, I mean, that's one of those common sense. Whoever would thought you had to write so much about this. But because of what they've done since the 16th century by denying it. Because the church fathers are always repeating it. And when they're bringing them into the church, they're telling them, you need to come into this church to save your soul. Now, no one's got to convert anybody. They don't try to convert the Jews or the Protestants or anybody. They just try to church them. They church them. Are you going to some church? Do you belong to some religion? Fine, then we're going to leave you alone because you're fine. We just want to church you. Put you in a religion. We don't care what religion it is or what church it is. Just, you know, you don't have to come into our church. So you see how important that this work is that I'm working on. And I just wanted to, I'm glad we spoke about this and on how I'm just going to do these. I am going to put the, you'll see there's such great, good stuff in it. You know, it shows you also what's good when you refute heretics, even the scholastics. It shows you how stupid they are. I mean, unwise, and they're liars. Yeah. It shows you how wicked they are. Yeah. And you look at it and it's like saying, wow, this guy's a jackass. It makes them look like they really are. They're jackasses. They're not even jackasses, I always say. They're shit. Scheißen, as the Germans say. Excuse me. Okay. Beep, beep. They're beep.
But the drag queens,
you can have them dancing over the kids, but don't say the shit word. Boy, we're living in the Planet of the Apes, and Ross Serling is writing the script. But he's not writing my script.
I was talking to Dallas. It's amazing. You show people evidence of you know, like 9/11 or voting machines or Catholic faith, and they watch it, you know, and then they still don't believe.
Yes.
You're like, come on, man.
Forget. Why do you argue with someone like that?
Yeah.
No, it's really all men are liars.
Yeah.
And I say that our litmus test is if you don't believe earthly things, how do you believe heavenly things? John 3:12. Why, if you looked at the 9/11 and you I'm not going to talk to you about the Catholic faith. I'm going to keep it from you.
Yeah.
I'm purposely going to hide it from you.
Yeah.
If somebody gave you one of my books, I'll sneak in your house tonight and burn it.
Yeah.
I'll block you from my website purposely.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
They're liars.
Yeah.
Those are the people you're never going to get through to.
Yeah.
And we're not here for them.
Yeah.
Until God opens their heart.
Right.
And they can convert still.
Yeah.
But God's the one that's got to draw them.
Exactly.
God knows. I'm thinking this again today about when we go out there. God's drawing people to you guys to talk to. And by you putting yourself out in the political arena and at the pro-life movement, like Brother TJ was just out there, was very good in being there. And he got to make a nice statement. And he said he spoke to this one woman. That's a soul he spoke to. And that woman's going to tell another woman. And they heard him speak. And the next time they'll see him again. And someone else is going to see him speak. But by him putting I'm not saying it's the time to do that at every time. But when the time is right to do it, you then do it.
Yeah.
Everything I have up there is necessary to give these people, so God will send them to you.
Right.
Even some of these people you're speaking to that might be a little obstinate because they're not listening right away.
Yeah.
Okay, they may not like us right away. Someone like the guy Clement might get angry, but he listened.
Yeah.
You can convert these people. You're planting seeds.
Yeah,
and so you do expect some people to get angry at certain things like that, especially about their salvation, and when you tell them the religions are false.
Right.
But the people that are a little better will, if they're looking at some secular things and are at least got some courage to stand up against the apostate Jews, to expose 9/11, don't go along with the homosexual agenda, the LGBT. It depends. Some of them are more bold than others. Some are cowards. They're afraid. So they don't agree with that stuff, but they're afraid to say it. They're not as good, but they're still there.
Yeah.
But they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
You know. But you, by presenting the truths to them, you're putting them on the spot. You got God's grace here to help you.
Yeah.
But that's like we say, like when the people deny the salvation dogma when you read those quotes. They don't want to read those quotes.
Yeah.
So what do? They quote the apostate antipopes and the scholastics that denied it from the 16th century forward. And there's probably like, if you look at the scholastics, they had like University of Bologna or Bologna. What was it, Bologna? University of Bologna. They had the University of Paris.
Yeah.
Oxford, when it was so before it became Anglican.
Yeah.
They all became major centers of scholasticism, and you had thousands of people going there getting these diplomas, diplomas. You go there for 20 years, 10 years, you take all this philosophy, and you come, I got a diploma, I'm a theologian. And that's the new magisterium.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff is what they quote.
Yeah.
But don't quote the early church up to the first 1,000 years of the church. Don't quote them because they completely condemn what you guys are teaching. Completely condemn what you guys are teaching. The crap that you guys are teaching. And that's no way to pick a theologian anyway. God picks them. God chooses the church father. He calls them out to the unique work. You don't just say, hey, guess what? Pay like $10,000 a year, work so you can put your kid in theology school and he comes out with a diploma because you want him to be a theologian? These are what we call forced theologians.
Graduated from the University of Hell.
Yeah, University of Hell. And they're all full of pride. Each one tried to be smarter than the other. If you look what was going on in these universities with their debates and everything, it was like vanity, jealousy, envy. One wants to be smarter than the other. It was a cesspool of iniquity. And when you look at the crap that these guys were teaching, and then you compare it to the first 1,000 years, these quotes I'm showing you, the true church fathers blow them out of the water. And even, I think, Matthias was saying before, you read Augustine, he's heart and soul. Yeah. You read Scholastics like Aquinas, and that's like they're robots. Yeah. It's death. Yeah. There's no life in it. Mm-hmm. There's no passions in it, because no passions, no life. Yeah. When you read these, it's a whole other universe you're living in. Yeah. And that's what we're up against. And so, and you can quote, like, I remember this guy, Vinnie Luce, was debating somebody. He did hold a salvation dogma. And he was a state trooper in New York at one time. Big guy, but he was zealous too. He wasn't afraid to go and preach, but he was he didn't have the whole picture. But he was debating these people in I think it was that church where Pearl Cohen was, and Rutler, 143rd Street, New York. Father Matthew Clark was in there, St. Agnes. They're not there no more. That was a big genius church. But he was debating the salvation dogma, and he does hold it, but he makes some stupid statements too. But the guy that was debating Vinnie Lewis came out, and the first thing he did was he piled up all these imprimatur books. He actually had them all. And you see every one of these books? They teach that Jews can be saved by implicit faith, and they say that Muslims can be saved, and Protestants can be saved in their religion by implicit faith and implicit baptism. And he's stacking up all these books, and Vinnie Lewis didn't have, and he said, yeah, that would be well and fine if these guys were all good. Yeah. Everyone that's in imprimatur books is crap. Yeah. They're all heretical. Exactly. You got to come out with your books, which is all the church fathers' teachings for the first time. Here's my books, and my books aren't going to be as much as yours, though, because they got thousands of theologians. Yeah. So his book, I said, I compared those. So we got, our books will be about this high, but we're for the first 1,000 years. And in this pile of books, for the first 1,000 years, there's no contradictions. There's no, Jews cannot be saved. Muslims cannot be saved. That's what my books teach, first 1,000 years. Here's his books. Yeah. A mountain of crap up to heaven. Yeah. I said, you can pile one bad book on top of another, and it still stinks like crap. Yeah. You can pile crap on top of crap, and it don't smell like a rose. And that's what this guy was trying to do. Look what Bellarmine said. Look what Piggy said. Yeah. Look what the Salmantensis said. Yeah. Look what Lugo said. And look at this. And look at the catechism over here in Baltimore. Look at this. And look at that. And look at this.
It's all humanism. All they care,
that's right,
care about is what...
Yeah. And the first thing...
It was the new Tower of Babel.
Yeah. And it just... Why did God... People are going to sit back and say, you mean... How could it have been... God allowed it because you were worthy of it. Yes. He deceived the whole world. He deceived all you nominal Catholics. And there were still some good Catholics that saved their souls during this period of time, but it was getting worse and worse because most of your Catholics were nominal Catholics. They were bad and they didn't care about the faith. So God put them under a curse. And he made the faith impossible, if not almost impossible, for you to find because you're worthy of it. God hid the faith from Jews sometimes 100 years or more at a time during the Old Testament era. He's now hiding it from the apostate Jews for 2,000 years because they don't want to come to where it is. It's not really hidden. They just don't like it. But now with all these scholastics, and I got in that book a whole section, and when you read what I'm saying now about the church fathers in the first 1,000 years, it's so beautiful, such a bulwark. And then you go and you start reading from the 16th century onward, 1500s, what they're teaching, and you go, this is another magisterium. Yeah. You want to believe in that magisterium of theologians? Mm-hmm. Where they're getting a diploma? Maybe let's say they're eating Cheerios. You know, on the back of Cheerios, they offer diplomas. Yeah. So you're eating your Cheerios, you're putting your milk in there, and it goes, free diploma! You want to be a theologian? Fill out this form, and we'll see if we'll accept you. Send in $5, and we'll send you a diploma. But of course, we'll just send you, like, we'll let you go to the University of Paris. Yeah. Or we'll let you go to the University of Bologna. Yeah. Or Oxford, or whatever else you go. And that whole environment, I mean, what university? They didn't have it back. Augustine, God chose individual church fathers that wrote for the church, and it wasn't like schools like that. It was God inspired, like he's inspiring me. Thank God. Whenever I took theology, and I had to take theology, I always tell you guys a million times, when I was at Catholic University of America, what a curse, what a hellhole that was. One day I got to do a whole thing on that, which I've never done yet. But whenever we had these smart priests, he's talking about the Pauline epistles, right? Nobody knew what he was talking about. Everyone's sitting, he's going, well, I don't, at least I didn't. I see it. My ears here, I got little doors in here. So God, I shut it. I want it to him. God, so my angel even helped me. He put the doors down, see? And so the priest is talking. He's going, and I'm just writing crossword puzzles. I'm the guy's talking about it. I didn't listen to not one lecture. Never. Never. And so I hated it, you see? And now I know. It's you know what I'm trying to say. It's natural. Now, some people, I'm sure, liked it. If you're an intellectual, pseudo-intellectualism, and you like you want to be the boss, you want to be smarter than everybody else, and you want to have the truth that nobody else has, well, then you're going to listen. And then you're going to try to be smarter than him. But if you have the natural law in this area where you don't have that, you say, this guy, he's a kook. He's a nut. And they, their hair's all disheveled sometimes. They're talking all over the place. They're eccentric. I remember the one guy said, when I went to school with Carl Wojtyla, a pastor named Pope Jean Paul II, he was so smart that nobody understood him. That's not too smart. Then what's the purpose if nobody understood him? I mean, what's he talking? Is he tongues of angels or what? You mean devils.
And think about how evil these guys are, because they know what the early church teaches. And
they don't want to go there. Yeah. It's like when you give a guy the 9/11 evidence, and he doesn't want to go there. And you show it, and he says, I didn't look at it. No, I'll look at it later. No, I don't want it. Sometimes it's like they know. They don't. The fact that they don't want to go there means they know.
Yeah.
They know. So what are they doing? They are purposely spitting on the true church for the first 1,000 years. Yeah. They disdain, they disregard, they disrespect, and they hate the true Catholic Church and what she taught for 1,000 years. They're spitting on that whole church. And then they denigrate them and say they were barbarians, they were stupid, they're not as smart as us. As men gets older, they evolve. The church fathers meant well, but they were just a bunch of idiots. Now since the scholastic era and we have Aristotle and Plato to help embellish us, boy, we're way better than them. And this is what's going on. This is what's going on.
You wonder why they even had to exist. Why? What did they have to think about that was not already thought about?
Why, exactly. In other words, if they were all wrong, then God was wrong for allowing them to teach wrong for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So then you mean the church really started after 1,000 years?
Yeah.
So then why didn't you just say, like the Prots do, like for those 1,000 years, these guys weren't even Catholic.
Yeah.
They were all a bunch of idiots. And that's what some of your Prots do, like your Mormons. 1880, their church starts.
Yeah.
Luther starts in 1500. Your church starts at the year 1100s and 1000. That's when your church starts. So you don't want to listen to these guys. So you just you're breaking with tradition, you dummy. How could you call yourself tradition when your tradition ends with the scholastic salvation denying the dogma? 1500s. I'm going to go show you what the church taught. And because also when more Prots started to break away, which is all because of this big apostasy anyway, and they were scandalizing a lot of people, and they left the Catholic Church. Now you got them to deal with, and they didn't want to fight with them, so they want to be cozy with them as time went on. So they start referring to them as being all saved and all that. So anyway, the Salvation Dogma book is an anchor, along with all of the other stuff I'm saying. And when you see, what I like about when I refute these scholastics and these bums, even Jerome and all them, anti-church fathers, I like to show you how stupid they are. I like to make fools out of them. I like to mock them. Now, I would not mock a guy who admitted he was wrong. There's some heretics that were heretics and they repented and they died in the church. They were. And they listened. And they said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to hold this no more. And that's fine because they got humility. But what happens if you don't do that, you're going to get worse. Because then you're going to keep coming up with one wrong theology after another, and you're going to sound stupider and stupider and stupider if you can never get any stupider. And that's what these people sound like. And again, a lot of it comes from the Greeks who want everybody saved. That's really what it, that's a Greek thing. That's not a Jew thing. A faithful Jew would never believe like that. An unfaithful Jew, you're as bad as anybody else. Nominal Catholics too, because a lot of them were Hellenizers too in the Maccabean era. But your philosophers, that's coming from philosophy. Oh, mankind, if it's bad, it's not that bad. And it's going to be purified through degradations. After you die, you're going to go through all these levels of purification.
Because you
know, even back then, it's not our fault. Maniki, right? Mani,
yeah.
With Mani. Mani says it's not our fault. Yeah. Is it our fault that God made us this way? They were blaming our evilness on God.
Yeah, I keep trying to make God fit into a human thought process.
Yeah, exactly. A fallen human process.
Yeah.
And a logical process. Because even any human being could look. Wait, okay, if I did something wrong, I'm going to blame it on God? I mean, come on. Yeah, you know, in your family, if your one kid does something wrong, he's going to blame it on the good kid?
Yeah.
Wait, how come you did it and he didn't do it?
He made me do it.
He made me do it, the good one. He put some thought in my mind and he made. Well, how come this kid's good and you're not? Yeah. Just so much stuff. But it goes back to what you said, lying. So this work that's, a lot of these people, they want to, it's either ambition with the pseudo-intellectualism, they want to be smarter than you are, and they don't want to have any definite truth because they always want to come up with a higher truth, or they're afraid of losing their jobs, their family members, their friends. That's a lot. It's a lot, too. If you've got people following you out there, right, and like these people that are still hanging on into the nominal Catholic, it's rubbish and Genesis. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. If you ever came out and said, well, we said this overnight, he's going to be down to 10 people.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah.
Following him overnight.
I just saw a thing on YouTube.
But so what?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Vigano came. Now, Vigano has a lot of his
stuff.
He says it.
Yeah.
But then he goes and says, you know, it's all sound real good. Oh, you know, go to communion.
Yeah, yeah.
And have, you know, say the rosary. I'm not like, well, how can we go to communion when the whole church is...
Exactly. Look at this guy, Vigano.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a serious one.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what's going on there, but he's still the Holy Father, and you still got to go to their churches.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Think about this.
Yeah.
If you're just a lefty liberal, and you believe all the crap they tell you about homos and all this stuff, and you're just a liberal, well, at least you're being honest to your liberalism. You're filthy, and you're really bad. But this guy, he's acknowledging that all these things exist. That's like saying, Ryan... This cup of water that I have has poison in it, but you can drink it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He proves to you it's poison. He says it's death. It's not Catholic. How could he be Catholic?
Yeah.
But nevertheless, he's still the Pope. Read his stuff and go to his churches.
Yeah.
Drink the cup anyway.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
That is.
Hey, Richard.
Go ahead.
It's like that Mother Angelica. Didn't she witness in the church, like they had Jesus as a female on the cross or something
that Mother Angelica was a monster.
Like she witnessed like a ritual like that. Like they were doing some sort of ritual or something like that, and they had Jesus as like a female on the cross.
Oh, and I don't doubt it, because think about that Mother Angelica. She's a feminist, right? First of all, we can do a whole thing on her once, and I think maybe we should, to expose them bums at EWTN.
Oh, yeah.
Because, first of all, women aren't allowed to teach in public.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it, period. I don't care. All right? Women can teach in private. I go over that in my profession of faith. So here she is, a woman, and she's teaching in public. She's like a priest, right? So I don't doubt that whatsoever, that she would maybe not agree with it, but she's not condemning it, right? But she, I mean, here, and she was like a Mother Teresa, kind of, in a way. She'd sit there with that. She looked like an owl, didn't she? Anyway. That's another issue. I wouldn't say that about her if she was good. I'd say she looks like a good owl. Okay, she looks like an evil owl. I'm not condemning her looks. But I'm condemning her false piety. I'm condemning her teachings. And all this, even EW10 has inherited her evil spirit of compromise. When it's, oh, the Holy Father, they say horrible things. And they never condemn the persons that's teaching them. Still go to your church. Obey your. They do the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which is have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Have mercy. Oh, God's going to save everyone. Shut up, Richard. Don't say anyone's going to hell. By the time you're done with that, you got these demons, all the Divine Mercy demons.
Just they said she died. She died in 2016 and on Resurrection Day.
She died on Resurrection Day.
Yeah, that's it. She definitely.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, they went crazy.
They're gonna make her. And she was. You know, what's deceiving about her? She was the conservative. Uh-huh. They're the conservatives.
I know.
They'll talk about stuff of like 50% of people believe in the Holy, only believe in the Holy Eucharist. Only 30% of people go to confession, and you're still Catholic? Now, Joe Biden is promoting, and this guy calls him a good Catholic, and the one guy tried to make like he didn't. Pelosi received communion in the Vatican at a papal mass.
Yeah.
And that guy's trying to say, what's going on here? What do you think? I was born yesterday. I'm an idiot. I'd rather convert street punks.
Yeah.
Street punks. I'd rather have them come in because they're more honest.
You get guys like Tucker Carlson saying, oh, they're fake Catholics.
Yeah.
He's not even Catholic himself.
Exactly right. Exactly. Yeah. It's embarrassing what's going on.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And that EWTN, whoa. Well, the thing I just showed you about Origin. Origin.
Yeah.
They spit. It's amazing because they get they pretend they're so like when they do the news, you know.
Yeah.
And they go, well, who do you think's doing it? The knucklehead that's in power.
Like I see the one time that he's talking about the sex, human trafficking, this and that. Yeah. I'm thinking about, look at Catholic Charities. They're driving them into the
Catholic Charities.
Oh, we got to stop the board. You know, like,
they're promoting illegal aliens.
Yeah. Right.
They're promoting all this stuff that's coming into the church. They're promoting it all.
And he tried to make a thing with Rome. You had a day.
Yeah.
Speaking about like
breaking the law,
exactly.
You're promoting law breaking,
I know.
Lawlessness and disorder in any state. No state can allow unlimited immigration. All right, and what's going on with the immigration is you got drugs and human trafficking, and a lot of these kids are being offered up to Satan on the altar.
Exactly.
And if not being offered up as human sacrifices, they're being sexually abused, and then they become part of the whole cycle.
Yeah.
Christopher Bowling got real nervous when Laura Logan was saying, because she hinted.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Oh, he killed. No, she was great what she said. Eric Bowling, she nailed him.
All my people are God fearing.
God fearing.
Get out of here. Get out of garbage. And then she starts going. And
she ripped him.
I know, yeah.
What was I thinking on that? The Laura Logan really nailed him. These guys just met her, too, in New Mexico just about a month ago. But she's really nailed him. And she's talking about. Well, I'm a firm believer in God. We're living in the final days. Even all your religions teach that. It's a war against Satan. Mm-hmm. But I believe in God, and I know God's going to be victorious in the end.
Yeah.
And he goes. Well, I got God-fearing people on here, too. So let's talk about the immigration. What does God think about immigration?
Yeah.
He's against it because he's for national identity. He doesn't want nations to lose their identity and all that. He doesn't like all the illegal stuff that's coming in over there. He says, and all these people that are coming in, they eat insects, which is true. If you look at South America, really weird. They eat insects. In the Bible, there's certain things. I don't think God ever meant you should be eating insects, but if you have to, fine. And they're drinking children's blood. That's what she said. And that was it. She got fired. She's gone. She got fired. The network Newsmax came out and said, we don't agree with her. She's gone. She's never coming back again. Because why? Because she told the truth.
I know.
Because she and he says, I got God-fearing people.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to say God-fearing people. They don't believe in God at all. If you fear God, what she said was true.
But
you don't believe in Satan?
Yeah.
You don't believe in human sacrifice?
Yeah.
What horseshit he is.
I know.
God-fearing people.
Yeah.
You got bullshit people. They don't fear God. They're serving Satan.
Exactly.
He was such a hypocrite.
Oh,
I got God fearing people watching this. God fearing people. You're getting ready to shut her down real quick when she's talking about God.
Yeah.
You talk about God anywhere, like Real American Voice. They talk about God all the time. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Newsmax, Fox News, even don't talk about God too much.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the God thing down. You can say a few things about God, but a sentence or two, but then keep it down.
Yeah.
Get the God. Don't say Satan.
No.
Don't talk about drinking human blood.
Yeah.
What do you think is going on? Why do you think the devil has so much power today? Because all the witches and warlocks, there's more than has ever been in the world up to this point in the living right now that are offering up human sacrifices. And they don't just drink the blood. They eat the flesh.
I know.
And they use the bones for these potions.
Or like that, was it the Pizzagate thing?
Right? The Pizzagate!
Yeah. Where do you think they're getting the power to do this?
The devil demands human sacrifice. And so don't even go. She went there.
Yeah.
And she don't care.
Yeah.
I know her. I've seen her for a while. I respect her because she's convicted.
Yeah.
She's been kicked out of CBS.
Yeah.
She was on CBS. Then she was on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's on Newsmax. And now she's gone from Newsmax.
Yeah.
She's probably going to have to end up on Real American Voice Network.
Yeah.
But she doesn't back down.
Yeah.
And what she said there was true.
Yeah.
But this guy doesn't want you to... Oh, here's what I was going to say to him, too. Another thing that God forbid people got. You talk about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Why did you shut her down?
Yeah.
Why did you shut her down?
Yeah.
You're angry when they shut you down about vote at some other point. Yeah. But when she's... Oh, but you're shutting her down. Bang up!
Exactly.
Imagine what they would do to us.
Oh, yeah.
When do we get a... But she got her 2 cents in. Yeah, and it went out. It was good. I conceded. And they came, oh, no, we don't agree with this. This is horrible.
Never again. She's never coming
back here again. And that's the end of her. She's an anathema. Yeah. She's an anathema for what? What did she say that's an anathema? But you're a God-fearing person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I call her?
You know what I call her? Hey,
Will, look. He's a Satan-fearing people. You got Satan-fearing people.
Yeah.
Small G God, Satan. That's who you fear, Satan. Yeah. Think about that. That's who you fear, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to get all uncomfortable and everything.
Yeah.
They'll talk a little bit about pedophilia and human sacrifice, and I'm glad they're doing that, but they're still trying to justify pedophilia, but don't ever talk about the human sacrifice, about them offering up babies to Satan. And don't use the word Satan either.
Yeah.
Don't, because Satan don't want to be revealed. He doesn't want you to come out as a bad guy. So who's he serving? I'll bowl that Eric Bowling over. I'll bowl him over. I'll cut your head off, Eric Bowling. I hate him worse than the liberals. Because the liberals, they are what they are. You know what I mean? They openly are. This guy's supposed to be a God-fearing man, and he says something like that? I'll rock your ass, baby. I'll rock your ass. Yeah, and there's a lot of people getting fed up with this. More conservative-minded, nominal Christians, you Protestants, they look and say, this, what's going on here? God, what's going on here? And you guys, the hypocrisy if we're the one place where you get the freedom of speech. We don't, hold back anything. Well, that was a Laura Logan thing. And these guys got to meet her about a... You gave her a car, too.
They gave her
an envelope. And she blessed herself,
even.
Yeah.
Twice, I think.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah. So, I'll show you the clip. We have it here.
Yeah.
I think I posted it up.
USA.
And she just got the... One miracle from God, she's convicted.
Yeah.
I like the Tulsi Gabbard, which she just did. Yeah. And she's supporting the Arizona woman. And she's very good. I like her.
Yeah,
I like anybody convicted and who's not a hypocrite.
Because
if you're not a hypocrite, and at least you're going to, when the truth is shown to you.
She's a Democrat,
and
she came to
Tulsi Gabbard.
She was always heading in this direction.
Yeah.
But, imagine a salvation dogma, You teach that to people and they're gonna want to kill you.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I mean? I've got to be Catholic. And that's amazing because a lot of people, the goodwill people respect what you're saying, though. They don't agree with you, but they'll go, I know what they're saying. He's Catholic. That's what he believes.
Yeah.
I'm glad he says it because I believe I'm a Protestant. You know, you can say to the Protestants, you believe what you believe in. I'm still friendly with you.
Yeah.
You're still friendly with them. Wait, if they don't want to be friendly to you, you can say, look, I know you don't like what we're saying, but I'm still being friendly with you.
Yeah.
I'm not forcing you to believe it. Why are you so angry? You know, I'm not angry at you, and I know what you believe about us, Popish Roman, all that.
Yeah.
You know, these Catholics are idolaters or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, anyway... see, these salvation dogma quotes, though, I mean, any goodwill people who reads that, and you go, okay, you go back and show me where the opposite's being taught for the first 1,000 years, where, like, Lutherans can be saved, you can separate from the church. One of the big things, too, is not only do they attack heretics, but schismatics.
Yeah.
People that separate from the unity of the church.
Yeah.
And they look at that as even worse.
Yeah.
But you separate from the unity, because now you don't even have to... If you're a heretic and you still want to be Catholic, you're going to have to start, and even though they condemn you, you're going to have to keep looking at the Catholic Church to get your answers. Once you split from the Catholic Church completely and you start your own church or whatever, you're out. You're gone. I like what St. Cyprian said in one of his quotes. And they were saying, well, what did so-and-so believe? What were his heresies? And St. Cyprian says, I don't care who his heresies was. He's separated from the church. He's not in the church. That's all that matters. I'm not going to listen to anything he says. He left the Ark of Salvation. I don't care what he believes in. All I know is he's not in the Catholic Church. Now, you do got to refute heretics sometimes when they're swaying people, but...
It's amazing people don't look at history. Like, they don't want to go back. Like, they stop at certain points and then...
Yeah,
And then it's like, they don't. What happened before that?
Why don't... Yeah, exactly. Well, look, we're talking first 1,000 years of the church, right? When did 9/11 happen? 22 years, 2000?
Yeah.
That's only 22 years. That's already ancient history for the people who want to study it. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, this is not like something you can't look up. You know, look, it was hard maybe to find the true church's teachings for 1,000 years. That was difficult because that was a really super thing they tried to hide. 9/11's not hidden. You can look at the evidence. And you may as well think it happened like 20,000 years ago, even though Earth's not that old, 6,000 years ago. And it was hidden. And oh, now look what we found, what really happened at 9/11. Well, we have it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to believe it. Yeah. One of the people said, you know, they were complaining about the pagan on the island because when he dies, he goes to hell because the gospel wasn't preached to him. And he said, why are you complaining? He says, we got people in Europe, Catholic Europe, and they know the gospel and they're all going to hell. They don't listen to it.
Yeah.
We got the evidence on 9/11, and they don't want to read it.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I think about 2,000 years ago. Put yourself 2,000 years ago in Europe. You see how great Europe was 2,000 years ago. Or not all of Europe, but
now
put yourself in Africa 2,000, that's pretty bad. Like, what's going on in Africa?
Oh, yeah. Exactly right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and they're now wanting the barbarians to be the heroes, like the savages, and the true Catholic Church is the evil one.
Yeah. I was thinking of Netanyahu, attached to 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, think of that. You know,
the Jews did it to instigate the wars in the Middle East to attack. So we attacked the Jews' enemies and defend the state of Israel. That's why it happened. That's the whole reason. Destabilize all those Arab nations that rightly resist Israel's occupation, which is illegal in the eyes of God. The Catholic God says no Jew has the right to own any part of Israel. A Jew could live there maybe and pay rent under someone else, but no Jew has a right to own any piece of land in Israel since they denied Christ.
Got that one right. Remember when Herschel was talking to him? Oh, can we go to in 1904? We go to no. You come there, we're going to have our priest
at
the shore bring
to baptize you.
So that belongs to that's our land.
That's right.
Yeah. Jerusalem belongs to the Catholic Church.
And Laura Logan's good on all those wars too.
Yeah, exactly.
And she supports Putin too.
I know. Yeah.
Herschel, I'm going to get it. Herschel just said a good thing the other day. He says we're making our military woke and our schools woke. He says, you look at Russia, China, Iran. He says, they don't use pronouns. He says, they don't use pronouns. You know.
Exactly. That's where we're going.
You're a he. Can you imagine we were living in a day when you're filling out, when I go to the did my dentist, you got to fill a form out. Like, what sex are you? Male, female, binary, prefer not to say.
Kitty cat.
Rat. Yeah, right.
Ronnie the Rat.
Transhuman.
Any questions so far from any of the brothers and inquirers? Well, this would probably be a good lecture to post anyway as an introduction to the Salvation Thought. That's why I say I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm not going to talk about some of these things now. I'll do it later, maybe briefly. But I think it is a good lecture to put up.
Yeah.
And even Brother Durin's getting some good responses. Well, he got one at least, but there's more than one. See, a lot of people, I always say there's three kinds of people out there in relation to what we're teaching the true church. One, they hate us. Two, they love us, which is about us and just the people. Three, they like us, and they really do, and they like a lot of what we say, but they don't agree with everything because it's a big package.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of hope for those people because... But when they like us, but they don't agree with anything, they don't want to get us angry by telling us. So you don't hear from them. You go, but I know they're listening and they're reading. So even though you're not getting a positive response from them, it doesn't mean it's not sinking in the noggin, the noggin. What do they call that?
Yeah.
It was noggin. What do you call it? Noggin. Noggin. Who was the movie in the board? He says this ugly noggin. Noggin. It's there. So you got. That's what's happening. And then, of course, when a miracle hits, it's going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah.
You know, because there are goodwill people out there. And I say, when I go fewer saved, and we always do the percentage thing, right? What did I say? Like
less than 1%.
Yeah. 1% of 300 million is 30 million.
Yeah.
I said, imagine 30 million people on your front lawn.
Yeah. Or 30 million.
I think it's 30.
300 million.
300 million. 300,000 is 10%, and 1% is 30 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1% of 300 million is 30 million.
No, because 3 times 100 is 300. So
if you have if you have 300 million,
right.
10% is 3 million. Oh, it's even more.
No, 1% is
300, if you have 300 million people, 10%, it's easy to bring down to 10%. 10% is
30.
Is, oh, 10% is 30.
Right, right.
Well, I got
1%
you.
1% of 100 is 10 bucks.
Oh, billion. Billions is what we're talking about. Yeah. Not millions, though. That's fine. The population today is in the billions.
Yeah, 1% of 100.
It's 1% like, of it's the billions. So I'm talking about one extra number on there. Yeah. So if you had, that would be 80 million of 8 billion. But anyway. They're not going to be that many alive because there's going to be some people.
I know. That's after the Jew.
Yeah.
After
Antichrist.
500 million
yeah.
They
want. Like, yeah. The, yeah. They, yeah. After the, yeah. No, that's part of their goy cattle plan.
Yeah, exactly.
To get rid of all the. Just save a couple Gentiles to do their slave work.
Because
they can live as kings.
Yeah. Got to make sure there's 2,800 per Jew.
You do their slave work. The few Gentiles that are permitted the privilege of living in their satanic kingdom in Israel. What a satanic thing, right? And these people are at the evil, and now they're like sitting up there, and everyone's glorifying them. And if people that aren't are being ostracized.
You know what else that Netanyahu said? Says Iran has all kinds of nuclear weapons that can get us. He says you should be worried about America. That's the one he's going to send them out after.
Oh, who's that?
Iran.
Oh.
Yeah, I told him.
What did he say?
That he's already got plenty of nuclear weapons aimed easily at Israel.
Oh, but Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons yet.
Well, that's what he said.
Oh, well, he's a liar. Well, they're trying to get them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're going to do it,
that's
yeah.
That's what he would do.
That's right. And he say, but they're saying America should worry?
Yeah.
No.
Because
he wants to drag us in.
Exactly. Yeah. So they fight the war. And
he wants to drag us in.
American soldiers are going to die.
Yeah. He wants to drag us into that war because he knows the first, if Iran gets nuclear weapons, they're not stupid. They're not just going to use them blindly. But then they're going to have authority over Israel, and Israel don't like that. That's why they're trying to neutralize all those nations that are anti-Israel.
Yeah, that's why they was real. The Taliban, because they're right in
Yeah.
Pakistan had the bomb. They didn't want the Taliban.
Yeah, no.
They went crazy.
Yeah.
Matthias, he said this earlier, 12:14. There's a book / essay that praises Aquinas' Summa, comparing it to the structure of a cathedral. Scholasticism and philosophy are, in fact, architecture of ideas that can be rightfully compared to the Tower of Babel. The sin is that the constructors believe they can get to God by themselves, just like the philosophers.
Where do you get that from? That's good. Read that in.
Yeah.
Good quote, Matthias. Where do you read it?
There's a book / essay that praises Aquinas' Summa, comparing it to the structure of a cathedral.
Yeah, but whoever's... Oh, it was
about Matthias.
Oh, Matthias said that.
Yeah.
That's from Matthias.
Yeah.
We got a quote on that. That's a good one. I said, how could the book... That sounded like they're not praising him.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
He was inspired on that one. I'm gonna quote that and steal it from him. No. If I quote, I'll say, this is from Matthias.
Yeah.
Inquire, but hopefully soon to be a catechumen, and then hopefully soon to be a member. But that's a very good quote, what he said there.
Mm-hmm.
But that proves what we're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
You're building a church philosophy, which is clay, and here's your brass and iron mixed with clay.
Sand.
Yeah, what's that? With sand. Not even clay.
I know, exactly.
You don't remember that? Daniel had that vision of about the Babylonian empires, and even Francis had a similar vision, but... How now you got like the clay feet, the sand feet mixed with iron, and the whole thing crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People, they just love that philosophy, though. They don't want to give it up.
So it's Christians under their hope.
Why do I
all
need... If God told me what the meaning is to this deep solution, and God told me, why do I need them? Why? He's not going
to
tell me anything. God already told me the most perfect way. You just don't want to agree with what God says. You want to usurp God. You want to be God. You don't want nobody to tell you what to do.
I'm trying to remember the Bible verse now. The one where it says, sow as cushions under your elbow.
Yeah, Ezekiel. I love that. They sow cushions under your elbow. I told that to the guy who wanted to support the homos. I tell the homosexuals that God created them that way. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
I said, you want to talk about cushions under the elbow? It's not your fault God made you that way. Now you just made them cemented in their sin.
Yeah.
So if the kid had any remorse, now you're trying to rip it out of them.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it ain't your fault. Like the Man of Canaan thing.
Yeah,
God made you do it. It's in your DNA.
Yeah. See the tree?
And the
branches?
Yeah. See?
The branches are all crooked.
It's not their fault.
Like that. Yes. Like the tree.
Anybody who ever had an inkling to convert, get away from these nominal Catholic priests. They're the first ones to tear the faith and morals out of your heart.
Yeah.
Rip it right out of your heart. Anything else that we said on there that I'm missing? That was good what he said. I got to get that quote. That was good what he said. But that just proves what we're talking about here, right? Now, if I start more stuff, we're going to go on for another hour. So I'll just try to wind it down because there's other things I wanted to talk about, but I'll leave that. But I'm glad I was able to talk about the Salvation Dogma book because I love working on this book. It's one of my favorite topics, along with the Holy Trinity book, which is my favorite topic too. But it's so powerful and it's so strong, it makes you like a rock when you read the teachings and how you're supposed to talk and how you're supposed to treat obstinate heretics. And to be proud of the church. And then you're going to read the opposite of that in the second part of the book, which is the denial of salvation dogma, which actually started, too, with the anti-church fathers and with the universal salvation heresy.
Phil got the Ezekiel 13:8, and they say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to them that sow cushions under every elbow, and make pillows for the heads of persons of every age to catch souls. The souls of my people are perverted, and they have saved souls alive.
Yeah. In other words, they're catching souls that should be alive and should be converted, and they're making them stay in their damnation by putting these cushions under there, resting comfortably in their sins. And it's, we call it a seared conscience, because everyone has a law upon the heart, but you can have it so seared and covered over, you can almost think you don't have it. So you try to hide from it. But it's still there, and that's why people have all these problems in their life. As I say about the homo thing, I don't care how many people, I don't care if the whole world justified your homosexuality and you got all the experts and all the religious leaders, which is really what's happening now anyway. It really is. Not everywhere. The Muslims are, that's why they want to get rid of people like us talking against them. But let's say we weren't even around to talk against them. They'd still know it's wrong. They'd still know it's wrong, and I don't care what. Because there's the natural law, and they're eating, chewing away at them. The natural law can either be a blessing to you and make you happy, or it can chew at you. If you're denying or you're going against it. Okay, so we'll get ready to roll down that. Let me see. Any questions to the brothers online? These are all the stuff we'll talk about later. So I think that's about it, right? All right, name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the God of Son, Jesus Christ, bless you and protect you, and bless you and protect your homes, and grant you a peaceful day. And may he grant you a peaceful week full of good fruits and good works, and good vegetables, and good, my kinds of work, spinach, theological works. I got my diploma. All right, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. And we'll be online during the week as we always are.